This is the Sikha of Tavshanun Aleph, and it says on top, page 721, that this Sikha is from, what's printed here is from Shabbos Chazoin, and that year Shabbos Chazoin was actually Tisha B'Av itself, so the first day was pushed off to Sunday. Then there was another Sikha on Sunday before Ma'ariv. And there was another Sikha on Monday, Yud Aleph of after Ma'ariv. All this is quite unusual, that the Rebbe should give a Sikha on Tisha B'Av itself. Also, if you look at the bottom of the page, the footnote, the first footnote that has a star, it says that the Rebbe came out at 8:35, in other words, a little bit before the Tonus was over. This was on Tisha B'Av. And the Rebbe gave a Sikha, which is very unusual. And after that, the Rebbe gave out dollars to everyone. And then they davened Ma'ariv. And after Ma'ariv, the Rebbe began a Nigin, not Stam a Nigin, but a Hakafas Nigin. The Rebbe's father is Hakafas Nigin. And of course, this is something which was very unusual to be done on Tisha B'Av, even though it's after Ma'ariv and the Tanis is over. But nevertheless, it's still a time that's related to Tisha B'Av. In fact, in ordinary years, what? I gave out, maybe people could share. Api halacha, once Tisha B'Av is over, the fast has ended, but there's still certain halachas that apply. And that is that you're not allowed to eat meat, and certain restrictions regarding weddings and washing yourself. You wait until the next day after midday. So that means that there's certain halachas of Tisha B'Av besides the fasting, but they still extend, you don't wash clothes until the following day after midday. That year, Alpi Halacha, true, was different because Sunday was a Nidche, wasn't the real fast day. But nevertheless, it on the surface would seem to be not so appropriate that on the night of Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av is over, to start a Nigin Simcha, Hakafas Nigin. And yet that's what the Rebbe did. And we'll understand this better when we learn the Sikha inside. Also, as we're approaching Shabbos Chazoin, this Shabbos, everyone remembers that every single year, there wasn't probably a year that it didn't happen, that the Rebbe doesn't speak about Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Berditchever's word regarding Shabbos Chazoin. That he said that Shabbos Chazoin, the word Chazoin comes from the word vision. It's a Shabbos that we all see a vision. And the famous mashal that there was a father who had a son, a king, and he loved him dearly. And he had a special garment made to be put together and sewed up for this son. And because he didn't conduct himself properly, he took it away from him and destroyed it. And the son regretted what he did, and he asked for forgiveness, and he had another beautiful garment sewn up for the son, and again, he regretted, he didn't conduct himself properly, and the father took it away and destroyed it. And then came the son again, and begged for forgiveness, and this time the father said, I'm not giving it to you so quickly, I first want to see that you really change, and only then will I give you a new beged. And in the mashal, the father from time to time shows the son the beautiful garment that was prepared. And the reason for this is it should be an incentive. When he'll see how beautiful it is and he'll want it, he'll do everything it takes in order to get that garment. And the Eibishter does the same with Yidden. First he gave us the first Beis HaMikdash, then he gave us the second Beis HaMikdash, and for the third Beis HaMikdash the Eibishter said, I'm not giving it to you yet. And we have to do proper tshuva. But nevertheless, from time to time, the Eibishter shows us the third Beis HaMikdash. And when is it that He shows it to us? That's on Shabbos Chazon. Even though most people will probably report that they didn't see it, even on Shabbos Chazon, Tzadikim see it in a regular way. And all of us, even though we don't see it, our neshama sees it. And the fact that the neshama sees it does have an effect on us, even on the conscious part of us. Because when the neshama sees it, the neshama is excited, and the neshama is motivated to do more, to bring Mashiach, and to have the third Beis HaMikdash. And that filters through to the conscious part of the neshama, and we're affected by it. Now the thing that's so significant about this Vart, and the Rebbe repeats it every year, is not only that it's a beautiful Vart, and it's an exciting thing, and it tells us what's so special about the Shabbos, there's more to it. The word Shabbos Chazon comes from the Haftarah. The Haftarah of this Shabbos starts off with the words Chazon. And in the Haftarah, the word Chazon means a vision, but a vision that has to do with destruction. So this is what Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditcheva did. He took the word Chazon, he turned it around, and he made that the word Chazon doesn't mean a vision of destruction, but actually a vision of the third Beis HaMikdash. In other words, this characterizes what our Avodah Bechlal is supposed to be during this time, during these weeks, especially during the 3 weeks, during the 9 days. Our Avodah is to transform this period of mourning, that it becomes a period of simcha. Because we know that really, in essence, there's geula hidden in these days, which the Rebbe will soon talk about. And our Avodah is to transform that this very time, which is a negative time, should actually be transformed into a positive time. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditcheva, by taking these words, Chazon, and the Rebbe repeating this every year, and we learning it and repeating the Rebbe's words, taking the word Chazon, which on the surface level is about a vision of destruction, and we are interpreting it as a vision of Geula, that itself is instrumental in turning around the time of Golas, the time of the 9 days and the 3 weeks, into a time of Geula. So that's how the Rebbe starts the Sicha. The Itztikit Teg, these days, Befrat Kumedik from Shabbos Tisha B'Av, Zainin Yomim Mesugolim B'Yeser of Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu. These are extremely conducive days and very special times for what? To bring Mashiach. This is the Rebbe's setting the tone. In fact, we know another thing which the Rebbe repeats every single year. Today is the first day of the month of Av, and the Shulchan Aruch it says, "Mishnichnas Av mematim b'simcha." As we know, there are the 2 months, Adar and Av. Mishnichnas Adar marv b'simcha, Mishnichnas Av mematim b'simcha. Adar is a time to increase joy, and Av is a time to decrease. And that's why we don't make weddings, and we don't buy new clothes. We don't do things that make us happy during this time. So the Rebbe always brings the shot and interpretation of the Munkacher Rebbe, that he said it means as follows. Adar is a month that throughout history we see good things happen in that month, which means the month has a power to make good things happen. Av is a month that has a different kind of a history. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in Av. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in Av. The beginning, which was the story with the Meraglim that happened in the desert, that was in the month of Av. And there's a whole long list of history that in Yonim of destruction and Rachman al-Slan, negative things all happened in the month of Av. So he interprets the Maimar Chazal this way. Mishnichnas Adar, when the month of Adar comes, a month that's conducive for happy things, Marbim, how could we make more good things happen? B'simcha, by being B'simcha. Mishnichnas Av, when the month of Av comes, which is a month that has a history and a record of negative things, Mimatim, how could we reduce the negative things from happening? Besimcha, by being besimcha. So in other words, halacha is halacha, and of course you're not allowed to make weddings and all the other restrictions in halacha, but it's a time to increase simcha. The simcha is, first of all, simcha shal mitzvah, but specifically simcha that comes from our amunah and betachen that we're going to go out of galus, and that simcha itself will prevent negative things from happening this month, and that will hasten the geula. That'll turn, bring this month closer to turn around and become a month of geula. That's the point of Mishnah Nichnas of Mematim B'Simcha. And that's why the Rebbe tells us to look for excuses, whatever is possible and whatever is permissible, Al Pi Halacha, to make Simcha in this time. There was one year where the Rebbe told everybody to find an opportunity to go to a bris, to go to Pidyon HaBen. Whatever happens, that Al Pi Halacha, you're allowed to be part of a Simcha this time, do it. And in fact, we learned last week that one of the main reasons why the Rebbe tells us to make a Siyum every day of the 9 days, because a Siyum is something which brings Simcha. That's what the Gemara says. When you make a Siyum, you're supposed to make a Suda. So this is, again, a permissible way of bringing Simcha into these days. And most people make a Siyum when they want to eat meat. Here the Rebbe introduced to make a Siyum, not because of meat, just for the purpose of making a Siyum. So this is also connected to the idea that it's a time, the Rebbe says, that's most mesugel for bringing Mashiach more than any other time of the year. Noisiv of them, in addition to the fact that it's an Iker and Munas Yisrael, Ani Mamin, I believe, the Munas Shleima, that any day Mashiach can come, and Achakele, not only I believe, but I wait for his coming, B'chol Yom Sheyovei, the Pirushay Sheyovei B'chol Yom. The Rebbe spoke about this a number of times. There's some people that translate these words wrong. They translate like this: Achakalei b'chol yom, every day I wait for Mashiach Sheyovei, then he'll come whenever he'll come. The Rebbe says that's not the right way, but Achakalei b'chol yom Sheyovei, I'm waiting every day that every day he would come. So every day I should be expecting Mashiach. That's b'chlal, befrat in the istik zman, and especially in the time that we're in right now, as I've been spoken about recently, many times, that according to all the simonim of Geula, it's Hinezeh Mashiach Bo, that Mashiach's coming is imminent. In fact, it's meant to come so soon that it's Bechlal not understood why he isn't here yet. This is an expression which the Rebbe used a number of times, which I think should teach us a lesson. And sometimes you have people who express themselves that the reason why Mashiach didn't come is because this one did this, or that one did that, or so on and so forth. The Rebbe said many times that everything was already completed. For example, last week in the Sicha, Toshanon Aleph, the Rebbe said the reason that we went into Golus was because of Sinas Chinam. There wasn't enough Avos Yisrael. And believe me, the Rebbe knows good and well what's going on in the world. And the Rebbe says, now that's no longer the issue. That was already corrected. That was already completed. The fact that you have to add and improve Avos Yisrael today is not so much in order to correct the damage, but more for the reason to start living Mashiachdik. What does that mean? In other words, even though there are things that are not the way they're supposed to be 100%, but the Rebbe says, we went through so much, and we've done so much Torah mitzvahs, and we Yidden had so much Mesiras Nefesh throughout the ages, and went through so much Yisurim, that Mashiach should be here already. And there's no reason whatsoever why he's not here. And none of us should, Chas V'Shalom, justify and say, oh, this is the reason, or that's the reason. Because the Rebbe says there is no reason. It's totally not understood. There's no way to explain it. So this just means that how close we are to that time, Bechlal, but it's emphasized more in the month of Av. Why in the month of Av? It says in the Medrash, Ola Arya B'mazal Arya. There came a lion, which is alluding to Nebuchadnezzar, in the month that its mazal is a lion, that's the month of Av, V'hechir Bes Ariel, and he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Ariel, As we know, the Beis HaMikdash, it says it was, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash was similar to a lion. That's what it says. And the front, the way the Beis HaMikdash was set up was that the actual form of it is similar to a lion. And on the Mizbeach, the fire, it says, also had the image of a lion. So Beis HaMikdash is called Ariel. And Al-Manas, and the reason for this is, Sheyove Aryeh, the real lion should come, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'mazel Aryeh, in the very same month, V'afachti Evelim Nesosin, the Yivna Aryeh, should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So we see from this, that this month is more conducive in a certain way than other months, for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the words are that it was done Al-Manas. In other words, not that Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and then will be Zeich and he'll rebuild it, but Lechatchila it was only destroyed. In other words, the whole union of Golus is only for the purpose of Geula. The Yerida is only the Tzerech Aliyah. The whole purpose Lechatchila that is a concealment is to reach the higher level which Geula is going to bring. Here we see another place where it's emphasized. So this is one source where we see that this month is extremely conducive for Mashiach, and that starts with today's day. There's another thing. This is Mitzad the Beis HaMikdash. This is Oich Mudgish in the Nama from the Mechadish. It's also expressed and brought out by the name. The name of this month, Alpi Minig Yisrael, is Menachemov. Not just Ov, but Menachemov. In fact, the word Menachem comes even before the word Ov. The name of is the name that's found in Gemara, that this is the name of this month. And Menachem is something which was added later through Minig Yisrael. So the Rebbe says the word Menachem comes even before. What does Menachem mean? Consolation, Hashem comforts us. And the comforting is the union of Gul, Nechomes HaGul. But does Badait, as in Dem Chedesh Kum Di Nechome HaGul, again, if this is the name of the month, that means this is the month that Hashem will be Menachem us. And Menachem, as the Rebbe writes here in the Ha'ora, footnote number 10, Shezeo Gam Shmoi Shal Mashiach. Menachem is the name of Mashiach. Sheyove Aryeh, B'mazel Aryeh, V'yivna Ariel, all happening in the month of Av. So both mitzad the inyan of the Beis HaMikdash, and also mitzad the person of Mashiach, we see the connection to the month of Av. In the month of Av itself, there's a stronger connection to the day of Tisha B'Av. Here the Rebbe turns everything upside down. Alpi halacha, as you come into the month, the laws of Avelus become more serious, more severe. There are certain halachas that start today that we didn't have before. And then as we get closer to Tisha B'Av, there are more halachas. Tisha B'Av itself is the most severe. And the Rebbe is talking about it from the other perspective, that as we get closer to Tisha B'Av, there's more reason for Geula, and it's more conducive in Geula, and the most of all is Tisha B'Av itself. Chazal Zogin, as Nemtok from Tisha B'Av, Yom Shechorev Habayis, Yolid Malka Mashiach. That's the day that Mashiach was born. The story that the Rebbe always brings in Yerushalmi, that there was someone that heard the Parah made a sound, and he interpreted this sound, and he said to the Yid, that the Beis HaMikdash was just destroyed. And then he made another sound, and he said, this sound means that Noled Mashiach Sheyisrael, that the Redeemer of the Eden was born. That means that Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av itself. As soon as the Eibishter brought the Churban, he immediately brought into the world the Neshama of Mashiach that's supposed to take away the Churban. And being that it happened the first time on Tisha B'Av, Chazat Zechiber, Mechodesh B'chol Tisha B'Av. We know one of the principles that are brought down in Chassidus, that Ayomim O'elu Niskorim V'Nasim, just like it says in reference to Purim, the same applies in reference to all holidays, that when something happened, even if it was thousands of years ago, but Beruchni is every year on that day, it repeats itself. And not only repeats itself, but it repeats itself in a greater measure than the first time. So being that this is the birthday of Mashiach, Hayos this the Yom Haledus, every Yom Haledus is Mazol Egoiver. We know that on a day of a birthday, a person's mazel is more effective than any other day. That means that on Tisha B'Av, the mazel of Mashiach is more affected than any other day. And for that reason, this day is most mesugal for Geula Mitzvah Shleim. In fact, we know that there are a lot of inyanim which are found in Medrash, but they don't affect Halacha. Which means that it's a ruchnizika thing, but doesn't really affect us so much on a practical level. But here, being that this is something that's found, and not only it's found in Medrash, but it affects us in Halacha. Where does it affect us? The Soich Negein Halacha L'maisa V'eshteten Kiswi Arizal. The Arizal says, why do we say Tfilas Nachim on Tisha B'Av by Mincha? We know that this tefillah we say only once a year, only on Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av itself we say it only once in Mincha. It's part of Shemayin Esra, the tefillah called Nachim. So the Arizal writes, most people don't pay attention. Of course, it's a day of Tisha B'Av, so we say a special bracha that Hashem should console us. So the Arizal says it's not stam, but it's because oz b'minchas Tisha B'Av, because on the day of Tisha B'Av and Mincha time, that's when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. It was destroyed at the end of the day, Mincha time. And that's when he said that the Beis Hamikdash was just destroyed, and that's when he said Mashiach was just born. So Mincha time, Noyla da Mashiach, Anikra Menachem. So because Mashiach, his name is Menachem, and he was born on Tisha B'Av Mincha time, that's why when we daven, we say the Tefillah, which is also Nachem. And again, is a ha'arei here, footnote 17, where the Rebbe says this is also the reason why it's a custom to be mechadesh de levana as soon as Tisha B'Av is over. It says that betez ba'av neled Mashiach. Again, another halacha and another custom, which is because of the fact that Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av. What's the connection to be mechadesh de levana? Why do we make the bracha on the new moon just because Mashiach was born on that day? And the answer is because we know that the moon represents Malchus Beis David. And in fact, that's why we say, that's where the words come from. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, these words come from Kiddush Levana. Because the moon represents Malchus Beis David. And therefore, on the day of Tisha B'Av, when Mashiach was born, and he's the one that's going to renew Malchus Beis David, therefore, that's the day that we should go out and be mechadesh de levana. In fact, in the year Tavshin and Beis, when the Rebbe started to speak stronger and stronger about Mashiach, and Shabbos Pashas Noach, it was a very unusual sicha, where the Rebbe said everything was done already, and all this was done, and all that was done. The Rebbe went through the list, and still Mashiach is not here. There must be something else to do that we haven't done yet. And the Rebbe said something which everybody was shocked. Like, this is the last thing they expected the Rebbe to say. What is the thing? We have to do more about Kiddush Levana. You know, the Rebbe is used to telling us about going out and Mikar of Yidden and turning the world upside down and Mifta Neshek and this Mifta, that Mifta, Kiddush Levana. But the Rebbe later in the Sikha explained how Kiddush Levana is connected to Malchus Beis David. And by us going out and making the bracha on the moon, that's part of, as it says in the words of Kiddush Levana, Ubikshus Hashem Elokeim Beis David Malkum, that the Yidden are asking Hashem that he should be king over them, and they're also asking Melech HaMashiach that he should be the king over them. So we see the connection between Mashiach and the Malchus of Mashiach with Kiddush Levana. The Yeshleimer. This is something which the Rebbe was referring to that particular year. But nevertheless, that was the last time the Rebbe spoke to us, until we'll be zeichet to hear a sicha again. The Rebbe spoke to us in regards to Tisha B'Av and in regards to this time of the year. So that year, Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos. And the Rebbe said, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, the Rebbe raised an interesting question here. If Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, you don't fast on Shabbos, and you push everything off for Sunday. So if that's the case, this Shabbos doesn't have the Maila that at this day Mashiach was born and all these things, because everything is pushed off to Sunday. So the question was, what about Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos and you don't observe Tisha B'Av on that Shabbos? Does it have any of the positive things that on this day Mashiach was born and therefore it's more conducive in Gula? So the Rebbe says here the following. We'll soon do it inside. that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos and Shabbos pushes it off, Shabbos only pushes off the negative things about Tisha B'Av. But Chas V'Shalom, that Shabbos should push away and eliminate the positive things of Tisha B'Av. So whatever Tisha B'Av brings, which is negative, that gets eliminated by Shabbos. But the good thing that Tisha B'Av brings, Adrabe, that stays with us. So therefore, this year that Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, and the time that we say Nachim is actually on Sunday, the Rebbe says the negative things, the fasting, the dinim of Avelos, but the good things and the positive things, like one of them is that on this day Mashiach was born, that's not pushed off. Not only it's not pushed off, it doesn't even become weakened. Adrabe, if anything, Shabbos enhances it. Shabbos gives more strength and more bracha to all the good things that take place on that Shabbos. On the Tam Lazer, the Rebbe says the reason is everything in the world, even the greatest things in the world, even the spheres, say the Shtalshlus, Malachim, everything in the higher realms and the lower realms were all created b'shvil Yisrael, for the Yidden and for Torah. And the whole Torah was given for Yidden. So there can't be that there's something in the world, and the way the calendar is set up, that Chas V'Shalom, this should interfere or weaken something which Yidden are supposed to get. So if on the day of Tisha B'Av, Yidden are supposed to get this big bracha, that this is the day that Mashiach's mazel is the strongest, it can't be that because it comes out on Shabbos, it's Chas V'Shalom denied. We don't have it. So Lach is Kama V'Kama, this Shabbos is also the Ben Zug of Yidden. It says in Chazal that every day in the week has a partner. Sunday's partner is Monday. Tuesday's partner is Wednesday. Thursday's partner is Friday. Shabbos doesn't have a partner. So Shabbos and Yidden made themselves partners, because Yidden also have no partners. They're alone. They stand alone among all the nations of the world. And Shabbos stands alone. So the two made a shidduch and they became partners. So if Yidden and Shabbos became partners, it's inconceivable that because of Shabbos, Yidden shouldn't have this bracha of the mazel of Mashiach being most effective. And especially if Shabbos is all about Geula, Mizmor Shir L'Yema Shabbos, Mizmor Shir L'Asid Lovei, it's all about Shabbos, Yom Menucha Shechai L'Chai Olam. And then the Rebbe adds, if this is the Shabbos Chazayin, that means this is the Shabbos that the Eibishter shows us the third base of Mikdash, or at least the Neshama L'Maila sees it. So therefore, there's certainly that the good things that Tisha B'Av brings are effective on this Shabbos. We'll continue now in Gimel on page 723. And it's a certain extent that applies every year Shabbos, even when Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av. That this Shabbos, for example, Shabbos Chazayin, it's the middle of the 9 days, we drink wine, we eat meat, we do all the things that we do in normal times. So what do we see from this? And of course, it's done on Shabbos. It's known that one of the incidents that unfortunately brought so many people to go against Chassidus in those days, when there was a big controversy between Chassidim and Misnagdim, unfortunately, there was a lot of deception and a lot of false accusations, and some of them were by mistake, and some of them unfortunately were done intentionally by people who wanted to fan the fires of Machlokes. So at one point, the greatest Rabbanim of that time wrote a cherem, an excommunication against Chassidim, in very harsh words, and it was based on the testimony of someone that testified that the Chassidim were eating and drinking on Tisha B'Av. And it was true. And he testified, and I think he swore that it's true. The only thing he didn't do was he didn't add one detail, that when it happened, it was Tisha B'Av that came out on Shabbos. A little technical detail. But the Rebbe says here that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it's strange. What happens is we're eating, we're drinking, and we're eating meat and drinking wine. What does it show us? That not only on Tisha B'Av and Shabbos we don't do things like fasting, but on the contrary, we actually do things that bring a person simcha, eating meat and drinking wine. And even the Suda Mafsekas, the last meal that you're supposed to eat before the Tanus, Even that meal, it says that a person could eat whatever he wants. It's Shabbos, it's a whole different story. So from this we see that the tannis, when it comes on a Shabbos, is not only a time that because it's Shabbos that you don't have to suffer by fasting, but rather you have to add and bring simcha into your life by eating meat and drinking wine and so on. In fact, the Rebbe says, "Al pi halacha, there's even room to do things on Shabbos that are things that you don't do in ordinary Shabbosim." It's not mentioned here, but I remember the Rebbe once spoke about his father, about the Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, that many times on Shabbos he would walk around in the house in slippers on Shabbos. But Shabbos Chazoin, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, he would dafka, Shabbos that came out on Tisha B'Av, he would dafka wear shoes. Why? It shouldn't be interpreted that he's doing it as avelus on Shabbos. I mean, I don't think we see this anymore, but there used to be certain communities, a lot of communities, that their custom was that the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Chazayin, Shabbos of Tisha B'Av itself, they wouldn't wear Shabbos clothes, they wear Vachatika clothes. In other words, they would do things that, this is probably still something which goes on in many communities, that Friday night, L'chadoidi, they sing with the Nigan of Eicha. But by Chassidim, it's just the opposite. When this Shabbos comes around, they're mahadar, like we said before, marbim b'simcha, dafke, to bring out the inyan of simcha. And the simcha is not chas v'shalom, coming from a place of dismissing the tragedy, but the simcha comes from a place that we want to focus on the fact that hinei zeh mashiach ba, and show our amuna in geula, and to bring out that hidden bracha. This is the story. It's brought down in the Sefer Minhagim with the Ruzhiner. Rabbi Yisrael Ruzhiner was a very big tzaddik, and he was an eini called the Mezritch Magid. He was a tzaddik, and in the times of the Tzemach Tzedek, a very big rebbe. And in his shul, there were some chassidim that were a little bit mischievous. And on Tisha B'Av, in order to create a little bit of simcha, they were on the roof, and they had a rope with a loop around it. When somebody walked by, they would lower the rope and catch the person in the loop and pull him up on the roof. And they were having a good time. And then one time they threw the rope down and they pulled this person up, and then they realized, who did they pull up? They pulled up the Rebbe himself. He was walking by and didn't realize it was him. You can imagine how shocked they were. And what did Rabbi Yisrael Ruzhiner do? Instead of screaming at them, he turned to the Eibishter and said, "Rabbeinu Shalom, it looks like they're being frivolous on such a day." He said, "Rabbeinu Shalom, if you don't like the way your children are celebrating this Yontif, take it away from them." That's basically what it means. This it comes from a place of expressing our amunah and bitachin that this day will now be turned around into a day of a yontif, and we know that there's a yontif hiding here, and we want to bring that out. So on a day like Shabbos, it comes out more begoli. And I guess, especially that year, Tavshinun Aleph, that was the year that the Rebbe announced that Mashiach is in his Gala Givoran, he is a bow, and the Persian Gulf War, this is all, this initiated his Galas of Mashiach. So that year, we see that the Rebbe sang a Simchas Torah Dika HaKofes Nigan. Of course, it was Meitzi Tisha B'Av, but nevertheless, it means the time has come now that we could more and more tap into the Simcha of the Yontif. Again, Chas V'Shalom, not to touch anything which has to do with Halacha. So as far as Halacha is concerned, all the Halachas that apply to the 9 days apply to the 9 days. But in terms of where our mind and where our heart is, our focus is not Chas V'Shalom, the destruction and the loss. Our focus is that we're so close, and let's turn these days around into making them Geula days. Let's turn now to one of the pages at the end of the Sicha. After the Rebbe speaks at length in the Sicha about Mashiach and about the Mazel of Mashiach and about the greatness of this time and so on and so forth, the Rebbe concludes that all this is tests, noch starker, when we find ourselves in a bayis meshulash, which is a base Knesses and a base Hamedrash and a base Maisim Tevim Gemilz Chasadim. It's a house for davening, for learning, and for Maisim Tevim. And especially the shul of Kvei Kedushas Mer Ruchami Admon Asid Areinu, the Moshe Rabbeinu of our generation. And this shul is Me'ein of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. As we know, the Rebbe gave the whole sikh about Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel. So therefore, everything that was said is much more pronounced when you find yourself in these daladamas, in this shul. And then we'll go to the bottom of page 731. The Rebbe concludes, from all this it's understood, as the itztikit site, in other words, the day of Tisha B'Av, on the Dozikr Art, and this place, 770, is as man umokim hachim esugul ebiyas Mashiach tzadkenu. This is a place that is extremely conducive to bring Mashiach. Ubepashtus. This is what the Rebbe is telling us how to approach Tisha B'Av. As Ayid is maimin be'amuna shleima, we should believe with complete amuna. As Mashiach tzidkenu, Melech me Beis David, the King of Beis David, Hege b'teira ve'isik b'mitzvus, als Mashiach vaday, someone who is Mashiach vaday, because he is already matzliach and built the Beis Hamikdash and he brought all the Yidden together, kumt itzter mamish arayin in dem Beis Haknesses, to believe that he's walking in right now in this shul. And he's going to take all the Yidden, Besech Klal Yisrael, Neretz HaKodesh, in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Lehar HaKodesh, LeBeis HaMikdash HaShlishi. In other words, the Rebbe is telling us here what should be in our mind, what should be in our thoughts on the day of Tisha B'Av. And of course, by that time, hopefully we won't need these Heiros because we'll be ready in Yerushalayim with Mashiach. So what should be in our minds on the days of Rosh Chodesh Av? That we should have a Muna Shleima, that Mashiach, as Mashiach Vadai, will walk into this shul in 770 and take us out of Golos, take him Yad Mamish. And we turn to page 732, also a very interesting Hira, where it says Yud, the bottom of page 732, even though an imamin, as Hine Zeh Mashiach Ba, you believe it every day, nevertheless, the Torah told us that a Yid should always do his Avodah properly according to the now. In fact, that was the Sikh we just learned the other week from Pashas Pinchas, Magdo Eretz Yisrael, that even though we know Mashiach is coming any minute, nevertheless, we have to do everything we can in the place and the time that we're in currently. So therefore, you have to make the Achonis Mas'imis, when Achonis Rapsi, Big Achonis, to all the Nyanim of Gedusha that are supposed to come. Now the Rebbe is telling us to make preparations for the following days. Mashiach is coming, why make preparations? But that's the way we're supposed to do our Aveda, because right now we're here. The Rebbe says, it's common by these Fabrengas to take on Hachlotas Teifas, to add in all the Nyanim of Torah Mitzvahs, and in spreading Torah and Yiddishkeit, and spreading the Mayonis Chutza, and here I underline this, is Nog, it's the minig is, that before you take on the Achlotas of something you're going to do in the future, you say, Tomer Mashiach Vet Chas V'Sholom Zich Verhalten, that if Chas V'Sholom Mashiach won't be here, then we'll do this and this on that and that day. So we see this is not just somebody speaking who is a little bit extreme, or how many people love to use the word, he's not a realist. But the Rebbe is telling us that this is the minig. This is the minig, the way a Yid and especially Lubavitcher Chassid should speak. That before he takes achlota, that we're going to be doing this and this next week. And in order for this to be successful, you have to plan a week in advance. And sometimes a month in advance, depends what kind of event. But when he makes the plans, he emphasizes that this is if Chas V'Sholem, Mashiach won't come right away. And one of the things that the Rebbe gave a Heroah here was, which is also a new Heroah that year, is that being that Tziyim B'Mishpat Tepadah V'Shaveh B'Tzedakah, the way you bring the Gula is by adding in Tzedakah and adding in learning. So that's Bechlal adding in learning, and especially the Inyan of Tziyim. And we said the Inyan of Tziyim, the Rebbe emphasizes, is important because it brings Simcha. There's another thing, it doesn't say in this Sikha, but the Rebbe said it many times, that everything that happens in the world comes from Torah. It says when the Eibishter created the world, he first looked into the Torah, and from the Torah created the world. The Torah is the blueprints for creation. And therefore, when we want something to happen in the world, we make it happen in Torah. It's like the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Learn the halachas of the building Beis HaMikdash, and that'll bring the actual Beis HaMikdash. And the same thing with many other inyanim, that by learning about it makes it happen. So Rebbe expressed himself many times that being that we want to have a siyum for the galus, we want the galus to end. So how do we have the siyum? And the galus is by making siyumim in Torah. When you make a siyum, an end to Torah study, that'll bring an end to the galus. It's like we know that Rebbe, every single Fabrengu would say at the end, everyone should not forget to make a bracha achreinu. I mean, is that something that the Rebbe had to say every single Fabrengen? And of course we don't know and understand the Rebbe's reasons, and who could understand these things, but quite a few times the Rebbe would say umezol ken gleich machen the bracha achreina von Golos. Also the same thing that we should, the Rebbe is speaking about bracha achreina, but it's also alluding to make the bracha achreina on the whole Golos. So every time you make a siyum, it brings closer the siyum to the Golos. So this Fabrengen, the Rebbe brought in a new union. And that is that normally the siyumim were until Tisha B'Av, and after Tisha B'Av it stopped. Here the Rebbe made a request that it should continue until Chamish Asar B'Av. After Tisha B'Av until Chamish Asar B'Av, and that was a new hira that the Rebbe introduced that year. And then the Rebbe goes into speaking all about Chamish Asar B'Av, and how that's what that is. And B'li Nedar will, if Chas V'Shalom Mashiach is not here by then, we'll learn a sikh that explains Chamish Asar B'Av. And next week, Wednesday night, no way will there be a shir here, because again, Mashiach will be here, so we'll be dancing in the streets. And if Chas V'Shalom not, then won't be any time for the shir anyway. But there's one more thing I want to point to, something we've spoken about, but it's good to see it inside. Yud Beis Tammuz. The Rebbe always says that Yud Beis Tammuz was, first of all, the Friedrich Rebbe writes, it wasn't a gula only for him, but for every Jew, because it was a gula for Yiddishkeit. But the Rebbe makes another point, that the Friedrich Rebbe's going out of Golus was really the beginning of the complete gula of Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe once gave a mashal, that when a person is chas v'shalom in a pit, in other words, like in a dungeon, thrown into, like a molek atzait, in jail, they would just put somebody in a hole in the ground. And now it's time for redemption comes out. So what comes out first? The first thing that comes out is the head. And after the head comes the rest of the body. So the Friedrich Rebbe is going out of Golos on Yud Beis Tammuz, that was the head of Klal Yisrael experiencing Geula, and now the rest of us are going out of Golos as well. So the Geula of Yud Beis Tammuz wasn't just a Geula that's very special, but it's also part of the ultimate Geula. So here you have it, on this page 734, underlined, where the Rebbe speaks about the union of the Geula, and the Rebbe speaks about the Maimarim that the Friedrich Rebbe said in regards to Yud Beis Tammuz, in the bracket, V'yeshleimar, Adamit hatzach ongehoibin de la'alta le'Geula. That when the Friedrich Rebbe went out of Golus, of his personal Golus, it was really the beginning of la'alta le'Geula, of the Geula of all of Klal Yisrael. And here again the Rebbe concludes, page 735, Ka'omer take of me ad mamish, b'yem ze mamish, and we said this many times, that everything was already completed, the Beis HaMikdash is all ready, and not only Beis HaMikdash, but everything is all ready, everything is complete, and everything is all set. It's only in a closed box, and the Eibishter gave each one of us the key to open up the box. The only thing that we're waiting for is that a Yid should one more time scream and beg and plead and say Ad Mosai, and through this you accomplish that Mashiach Tzidkenu. Again the Rebbe says Kum Tarayin Itzteren Dem Beis HaKnesses, walks into this shul and takes us with all the Yidden B'Serech Klal Yisrael Na'atzein HaKadosha Yerushalayim Mir HaKadosh La'har HaKadosh Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. And Shabbos Chazayin won't be a Shabbos where we'll see the Beis HaMikdash by the Neshama, but Begashmis, with our eyes of flesh, we'll see the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim.